15,000 years after humanity first ventured into space, and 10 millennia after the reign of Leto II Atreides, the universe remains haunted by his legacy. The God Emperor's golden path, his enforced tranquility that prevented humanity's extinction, has left civilization scarred but expanding. Following Leto's death, humanity experienced the scattering, fleeing into unknown regions of space in unprecedented numbers. Now, mysterious groups are returning from these distant reaches, bringing new threats and evolutionary changes. On the desert planet Rakkas, formerly Arrakis, giant sandworms, living descendants of Leto II himself, still roam the dunes. The Bene Gesserit Sisterhood continues their millennia-long breeding programs, now operating in revolutionary cells to prevent total destruction. The secretive Tleilaxu produce golas, clones, and artificial spice in their mysterious axolotl tanks. The technological Ixians push boundaries with increasingly sophisticated machines. And in this complex web, a young girl named Shiana has demonstrated the extraordinary ability to command the sandworms, making her both a religious figure and a strategic asset in the great game of galactic politics. In the sacred chambers of Bandalong, Talwith Waf, master of masters of the Tleilaxu, convenes with his 9 counselors to discuss the Atreides Manifesto, a document whose religious implications reach far beyond its apparent meaning. The Tleilaxu have maintained absolute secrecy about their true nature for millennia. Their most closely guarded secret, the axolotl tanks are actually Tleilaxu females, transformed into breeding vessels through genetic manipulation and religious doctrine. What happens when a god's plan continues beyond his death? When prescience becomes a prison rather than a gift? These questions haunt a universe where power flows like spice through the hands of those who would control humanity's destiny. On Gamu, a 10-year-old Duncan Idaho clone, the 12th from the Tleilaxu, discovers his true nature through research. This Duncan shows remarkable adaptability under Miles Tegg's mentorship, innovating beyond traditional combat forms. Tegg combines military strategy with Mentat abilities and Atreides' heritage. What distinguishes this Duncan is the Tleilaxu's genetic programming designed to resist control. When Reverend Mother Lucilla arrives to implement conditioning, both Tegg and Duncan resist. Following a breakthrough, Duncan experiences dual consciousness, integrating his original and current identities while strengthening his autonomy. During brutal T-probe interrogation, Tegg forces his eyes open against the machine's commands, triggering a perception shift. Time slows dramatically. His captors move as if in thick syrup. His enhanced senses reveal invisible details, muscle movements beneath skin, sound wave propagation, and light variations. This transformation grants Tegg superhuman speed and a unique prescience that detects no-ships. Tegg captures a vital no-ship before remaining on Rakkas as a tactical diversion, knowing the honored Matris will respond with planetary sterilization. 11-year-old Shiana watches a massive sandworm approach with excitement rather than fear. 3 years earlier, after a worm destroyed her village and killed her family, she confronted it in rage, climbing onto its back. Remarkably, the worm obeyed her, carrying her toward Keen before retreating at her command. When priests witnessed this from their ornithopter, they recognized her as Child of Shai-Hulud. High Priest Tuek confirmed her powers by leaving her in the desert with a thumper. Multiple worms responded to her commands, prompting notification of the Bene Gesserit. Within 4 years, people increasingly prayed to Shiana instead of Shaitan. Meanwhile, Waf eliminates an honored Matre investigating the Gola program. His face dancers, who absorb victims' complete memories, reveal the honored Matres as descendants of reverend mothers who fled during the famine times. When meeting Mother Superior Taraza, her use of ancient Zen Sunni phrases exposes the Tleilaxu's secret religious foundation, creating an unexpected alliance. Terraza offers access to Atreides' bloodlines while seeking information about the Axolot tanks. Mother Superior Terraza awakens the Duncan Gola early as part of her calculated plan that risks disaster for greater purpose. She arranges her own capture by forces from the scattering, knowing Teg will rescue her. She positions Odrade Teg's Atreides' blooded daughter on Rakkas to work with Shiana and manipulate the Tilaxu. Each move serves multiple purposes with layered contingencies. Terraza contemplates whether Muad'Dib predicted the future or created it, wondering if complete foreknowledge would make life an unutterable bore. She believes both Muad'Dib and the God Emperor struggled against their own prescient constraints. In a hidden chamber beneath Siege Tabor, Odrade discovers a massive spice hoard and Leto II's accusation that the Bene Gesserit failed his golden path. When honored Maitreys destroy Rakkas with atomics, Odrade executes a contingency, rescuing a single sandworm to establish on Chapter House. Before the worms multiply, humanity will spread beyond any controlling reach. The Bene Gesserit now hold three assets: Duncan with his accumulated Gola memories, Mirbella bridging honored Maitreys and Bene Gesserit knowledge, and the last sandworm carrying Leto II's genetic memory. In the final scene, Odrade communicates with the worm through movement, acknowledging the universe's perpetual motion and humanity's need to adapt. They return from the scattering with orange-tinted eyes burning with inner fire. The honored Maitreys, women who've weaponized sexuality into a tool of control. Through calibrated techniques, they create both physical and psychological dependency, binding victims through pleasure so intense it becomes indistinguishable from religious experience. Sexual ecstasy and worship, one observer notes. The honored Maitreys maintain control through calculated doses of ecstasy and cruel withdrawal, knowing that the memory of overwhelming pleasure becomes torture when denied. Their hierarchy demands total submission. When Duncan Idaho is captured by an honored matron named Mirbella, hidden Tleleoxu programming activates within him. His rhythmic humming and expert touch evoke in her responses from some well of knowledge deeper than her training, suggesting ancient patterns of human sexuality that predate their control systems. This encounter exposes the fundamental flaw in their philosophy. They've become trapped pursuing ever-increasing stimulation, having abandoned genuine connection for extreme sensations that never satisfy. The tension between stagnation and change defines human existence. As the Fremen understood, we make our own justice. We make it here on Arrakis, win or die. True freedom comes from distinguishing between necessary and artificial limitations, while survival depends on adapting to reality's shifting conditions. Creation may require destruction. Freeing humanity might demand destroying its gods. The Duncan Idaho experiment represents the Bene Gesserit's greatest gamble, potentially their greatest mistake. By recreating this legendary figure, they may have inadvertently created something entirely new that even the God Emperor couldn't foresee. When humans evolve beyond their limitations, what remains? Teg's transformation introduces a new factor in humanity's landscape, demonstrating that human potential continues expanding despite millennia of careful breeding. The honored Maitreys remain a lethal threat. When Terraza dies, she transfers her memories to Odrade, who becomes Mother Superior. Only then is the full plan revealed: destroy Rakkas, eliminate most worms, and free humanity from the oracular force that constrained them, allowing humanity to embrace the scattered diversity that Leto II's golden path demanded.